Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And I welcome back the Chronicle Dom. It's been like 5 months.
Hey! Crudy, fancy Brian, our fair audience. Good to be back, man. Happy anniversary.
Can I plug that microphone in for you?
Is it in?
It's all gold and stylish.
It is nice. Oh, nice. I like that. I don't have the little furry thing on it.
Are we not hearing Dom?
Check 1, 2.
So, I'm not sure where we're plugged
there
in.
There we go. I can hear you now, man.
You can hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Just like the old days, man.
Check, check, check. Is this St. Anne? So, 10 years in the making.
Oh, can you believe it, man?
I know. We were younger men. I was a better looking man then. I had more hair, I think.
Well, you did. Slightly. You did. I had more hair then, too.
You've gotten a haircut, man.
I did. It was getting a little long, man, you know, taking all this time off. I mean, 5 months, dude, you know, and I just kept growing the hair out. And finally, it was just getting a little out of hand, so.
A little Sasquatch-ish.
Yeah, I trimmed it up a little bit, you know. Lots of time on my hands. Got through all 5 seasons of Rick and Morty. Went out and did a little
well,
shooting.
At least you accomplished something.
It's been a fun couple of months, but it's great to be back. I can't believe it's been 10 years since we started goofing around on the radio. And who would have thought, you know, 10 years ago, looking to where we are now, what a crap show that is going on in the GOP.
We never have a crap show. It's never worse than Fair to Midland. Here.
not our show. Our show is always the greatest. And you can't say, you know, it broadcast excellence, Curdy. I mean, that other guy used to say stuff like that.
I know. You got the gold microphone, too.
Broadcast awesomeness. I mean, you got to mix it up a little bit, man. We can't be recycling the dead guy's, you know, lingo.
Yeah.
Yes. Moving along, man.
You're looking a little closer to dead. Were you always that gray?
Oh, it's
like you've grayed a lot.
I have, man.
Like in 5 months, last time I saw you, you were a young looking man. Now you're close to death looking.
It's the good living.
It suits you, though. It suits you.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to get a little a silver fox, I guess they call me.
So anyways, had to bring out some insults. I've been missing.
Well, yeah, I see that. I got to tell you though, I did go to the range a couple of times, so my shot's getting much better. Being, of course, left eye dominant and a right hander, it took some time. But it's not just the range. I got to tell you, spent a little time on the Oculus VR as well, and that really helps out. It's a great training tool.
Virtual reality.
Yeah.
You live in the metaverse now.
I do. I'm not a big fan of the whole meta thing since Facebook, but I still call it VR.
You know, I like the real world. I mean,
do you?
The world I live in, pretty damn
cool.
Come on.
All the consumption of cannabis would lead me to believe otherwise.
Well, you know, I like a world viewed through rose-colored glasses, well, don't get me wrong.
Indeed, it helps, you know, helps us relate and deal with other people.
It enhances the experience.
Yes, it does.
You ever done a radio show? You ever done a radio show on weed?
Well, not today.
Well, it is a rare occasion.
I know. I wanted to come and bring my A-game, man.
You could not pass a drug test.
What do we need? I pass all of them. Positive, every time. Yes!
Hey, let's talk some politics.
Let's do that.
You remember our buddy Tim Rantham?
Oh, Ram Jam? Are you kidding me, this guy?
Gubernatorial candidate Ram Jam?
Oh, I mean...
Could be, theoretically. Think about this. I read an article from Jennifer Rubin, And, you know, my takeaway is you're still deplorable. But effectively what she said is if 6 and 7 Republicans don't accept the outcome of the election, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still the current stand.
Yeah.
And it's only like 14% that even do acknowledge strongly that Joe Biden won the election. So, I mean, that's a big number of them that don't believe. And here in the state of Wisconsin, we're seeing an utter meltdown. And here's what I mean. Your buddy Rantham, Ram Jam, well, he's running for governor. And if he gets the endorsement of Donald Trump, and all assumptions are he will, he could theoretically be the Republican front runner on a policy platform, which is overturn the last election. That's his entire policy platform. This guy ain't crazy enough. I'm the right kind of crazy for Wisconsin. Elect me.
It is really stunning to behold. And, you know, and here's the deal. He's obviously not the only one who's mentioned. 6 out of 7. And I heard Joe Zepecki, Vegas Joe, on with you recently. He could see Donald Trump endorsement. He could raise a bunch of money real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, bam. He'd just shoot it right to the top. But I have to digress. When we went, a couple Christmases ago to observe the Republicans engaging in their third unapproved protest at the Capitol when they were putting up their Christmas trees and they're doing their singing. They were all maskless back then. When they were doing that, it was Rantham, who called the police on us. He's the one that went out and called the police on us. Oh, there we go. How's that? Is that better?
I think all that ranting was lost to the ages. Perhaps an echoey off my mic.
Trust me. This guy is a piece of work. And, you know, I really miss the whole D-bag thing. And he is my guy right now, man. He is. Not only, and it makes sense, because I remember I have it on video as we were filming them with their unsanctioned protest. I remember how they...
Their COVID super spreader
event. How the Republicans went after all the solidarity singers. How they went after you, how they went after me. Well, that was all so long ago. So when they...
Oh, you take it so personally.
When they engage in the protest, then it's all fine and dandy, right? Well, as I'm making the video, and I can tell he's just mad. He gets out of his line because they're all sitting in the line because they were recording it. They were mad that we were there ruining their show. He walks past me in his bright red sweater with a swagger, like a guy who just got off the phone with the president of the United States like a week or two before. The guy had some moxie to him, and he has that because, of course, he was already at that time, unbeknownst to me or you, talking with Trump about trying to overturn this election. So this has been in the works for a long time. And all these Republicans and all these conservatives who think that this was stolen, you got to remember, man, back when COVID was starting, Trump was all laying the groundwork for the stolen election because he knew.
Rigged election.
What was coming. We talked about it then. Roll the tape, guys. We said this back then. He's been laying the foundation for
this. There will be no tape.
And they have been building upon the lie over lie over. It's like blockchain, but with Republican lies.
Do not say roll the tape because that implies we've got some tape and there is no tape.
Oh, get the tape. I mean,
we didn't even plug in a microphone for you. Are you kidding?
There's plenty of tape out there. We have it on record, Crudy, of how these Republicans and how Trump laid this foundation to where we are now. And finally, oh my God, you've been fired up, man.
Fire up!
Rather, what you're going to listen to? The former pillow salesman crackhead? Are you kidding me?
They did a 3-hour campaign rally launch. Michael Lindell, I mean, it was standing ovations.
The crackhead. And I read a little bit. I remember there's a Washington Post article. He started doing blow in the 80s, like 82.
Reform crackhead.
Well,
you could be the mayor of D.C.
He wears a crucifix now.
Oh, so it's all better then. Whatever, okay.
And I'm not be the son of the former president.
Yeah, I'm not even making the judgment.
Or if you believe Fox News, the son of the current president.
Right, well, not Fox News anymore. Maybe OAN or one of the other ones. But so he started with the blow in the 80s and then moved on to the crack in the 90s. And apparently, according to his own record, was smoking so much crack he was up for weeks that the three biggest drug dealers in Minneapolis or wherever he was in Minnesota declined to sell him any more crack. And one of them actually babysat him so he could maybe try to get some sleep. And so the motivation for him, and he never got any sleep because his pillows sucked. Well, maybe when he stopped smoking crack, he gets some sleep, dude. So this is the guy, and you use a character, right? He goes to character.
So you're saying it wasn't the lumpy pillow, it was the crack in his system keeping him up nights?
I'm surmising that perhaps that was the case. But if you're going to listen to the former crackhead Lindell, and you see him licking his chops all the time when he's talking to him. He's wow, dude.
Well, he's doing numbers.
And then what's the other guy? Flynn. Flynn, the pardon, the guy who was talking to the Russians and lied about it, right? Another guy whose character you have to question.
Wasn't he going to render a Turkish cleric?
Allegedly.
Render, that's like take him to a black site, kidnap him effectively.
Kidnap him on American soil, take him to a Turkish black site and basically murder him.
Wasn't that his brother?
You ever seen a grown brother? Man naked? Ever been to a Turkish prison?
A tenth of what she did. I would be in jail today.
So these are the guys, Lindell and Flynn, that are propping up Ram Jam. Yes. I do so look forward to this. I mean, I do. And my challenge has been, Crudy, how, because there's one out of seven, right, that are, you know, reasonable.
Here's the cool thing. Clearly, I'm not going to have to talk for this hour, but please continue.
I'm just fired up, man. I mean, I talked to some conservative friends of mine. I'm like, come on, man. Romney's saying this, and Cheney's saying that.
Oh, Rhinos.
I'm like, dude, did you vote for him in 2012? What are you talking about? What happened the last 10 years that makes Mitt Romney this leftist, you know, anarchist, communist, BLM supporter? It is just beyond the pale. But how do we deal with it? How do we address it? How do we engage with those who are willing partners? Because I am not going to sit down at the table with a bunch of Nazis. Not going to happen. Never going to happen. So how do we engage those that we might have a chance? We got to, you know, build community and alliances to get over this just asinine, crazy town hump of what's going on. It's forward to arguing about what the tax rate should be and whether or not weed should be legal. Yes. I got to lick my chops over here.
I mean, I know you've been tossing some shade towards Mike Lindell, but with the speed of your ranting, man, I'm wondering if you bumped a couple lines in the parking lot back there.
This is what Dom is like without marijuana.
I've never seen you sober as such. Folks, you're listening to the 10th year anniversary and the expanded Devil's Advocates radio show. Now going all the way to 6 o'clock. You know, our competition in Madison, Slanhead reruns. If we can't beat Hannity reruns, man, I'm quitting the sport. Come back, more Devils. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
If I were to guess, I have one name in mind.
That guy.
So thank you.